This is Harry Murray at Murray's Fly Shop in Edinburgh, Virginia, with a podcast of the smallmouth fishing and the trout fishing that we're getting now and what we expect to get over the next several months. The mountain trout fishing is much better right now than we normally have. The recent rains we've had this spring have really been great for the stream level. Water temperature is ideal and the fishing is good, especially in the upper reaches of the mountain streams coming in from the Blue Ridge Parkway, the National Forest roads, the Skyland Drive, coming in at the access places I have in my Virginia Blue Ribbon Stream book will show you how to get to the best part of these streams, and that'll give you great action. Some of the fast fishing we're having right now is with the sulfur hatch, and that's just coming on strong right now. Now, remember the sulfur, that's the one the boys in Pennsylvania call the Ephemerella Dorothea, if you want to talk bugology. But the sulfur hatch comes on around, starts about the middle of the afternoon, and then it gets heavier and heavier and heavier through the day, and by evening, you have the spinners coming back and laying eggs, probably the last hour of daylight. So at that time, you often have an overlap of both the duns and the spinners on the water at one time. And when both of those are on the water, you can get some fantastic fish rising to the dry flies and wonderful fishing. My son and I were camped on a stream not so long ago, and both the duns and the spinners were coming off late in the evening. And as I was setting up a tent, my son went on fishing on up the stream and came running back down, said, "Dad, you've got to see this. Grab your rod and follow me up the stream." Well, I went on up the stream behind Jeff. Long, narrow pool, hemlocks on one side, big ledge on the other. And it was a long pool, probably 30 feet long. And we counted 11 rising fish in that one pool. We caught a few there and worked all the way upstream until dark, and it just was outstanding fishing. Now, the timing of the hatch varies from stream to stream, so keep your eyes open on this. One of the little spring creeks I used to fish a whole lot in Pennsylvania, the whole thing from the emergence of the duns all the way into the spinner fall only occupied about a half hour. And it'll vary from stream to stream as to when the hatch is the heaviest. Sometime you'll hit a heavy hatch for 2 or 3 days in a row, and then you won't have anything the next day. So just be observant from that. Now, also what's going on right now are the little yellow stoneflies, and those are little beautiful things. If you get your flies mixed up, you don't know whether you're talking about a little yellow stonefly or a mayfly. Little yellow stonefly, it's about a size 16, and it looks like a helicopter flying through the air. And those emerge from the leaf jams, sort of in the back eddies and the slow sides of the stream, and from the mossy-covered section of the underwater rocks. So fish your dries along through there. Now the flies we're having their best success with on the sulfur hatch are the Murray's dry sulfur in a 16 and 18, Ed Shank's dry sulfur in a 16 and 18. On the little yellow stonefly hatch, we're doing real well with the Murray's dry little yellow stonefly in a size 16. Now, we still have a lot of good water level and a lot of fish in our delayed harvest and our large stock trout streams. Probably because of the water temperature in these streams, you're going to get your best action right up under the riffles, fishing a caddis pupa such as the Murray's olive caddis pupa and about a 14 up along in there. And then right where the riffles dump into the main part of the pool, fish a pearl marauder in that area, and you'll get a lot of nice rainbows in there. Now, on the smallmouth bass, it is excellent right now. The rains we had last week are dropping back, and we expect fantastic smallmouth fishing all summer long. Right now, it is outstanding. We're doing well with the streamers. We're fishing the streamers on a floating or sinking tip line, depending on the depth of the water and the speed of the current. But in the main part of the pool, we're fishing streamers such as the as Ed Shank's white streamer in about a size 6, the Murray's black Mad Tom sculpin in about a size 6. Fish those in the main part of the pool starting maybe 50 feet or so below the riffle, and cast down and across stream and swing them deeply. If you need a sinking tip line, pull that out. I like a Scientific Angler Mastery Sink Tip 3. But the deeper you can go with them and the slower you can fish them along the bottom, the more big fish you're going to catch. Now, remember, when you're fishing streamers or even nymphs if you're going down across stream, always keep the rod tip pointed where the line is entering the water. And you're going to sort of pivot your body as the fly swings downstream. This enables you to have a tight line from your line hand all the way down to the fly. You'll be able to feel that strike the very second the bass picks it up. Set the hook quickly. So very important on that to have your rod tip pointed where the line enters the water. Okay, below the riffles, we've got a great population of natural helgramite, that larva of the Dobson fly. We're using the Murray's Black Heavy Helgramite in a size 4 there. Now, there are two different ways we fish that. I often enter the river maybe 50 feet below the riffle and fish up into the riffle with a dead drift technique using the Murray's Bright Butt Leader 9 foot 2X, and then I put one SA indicator in the butt of that leader and a second SA indicator in the second butt section down. I don't like the floating indicators. They rob you of depth, but these SA indicators are right on the money. But fish that upstream dead drift in all the deep pockets right up to the riffle. Now, the technique that I call sweeping a nymph, is very good in the deep water. But now in that, you're going to cast up and across stream at about a 45-degree angle, let it sink dip deeply, and then swing it down through those deep runs, and here you'll feel the strike. Now, if you're a beginner nymph fisherman, this sweeping a streamer or a swing nymphing, either one of those, is a lot easier than the upstream dead drift technique. Because here, you're going to feel the strike. When you're going upstream dead drift, you're going to have to rely on watching those SA indicators in order to see the strike. But either technique, fish them as deep as you can and as slow as you can. This is usually effective from right at where the riffle enters into the pool, downstream, 50 feet, 100 feet, something like that. Now, surface action is starting right now. We're really doing well on the surface by fishing the Shenandoah Blue Popper size 6 and the Shenandoah Chartreuse Chugger in a size 6. We're fishing those right against the shaded banks and just as tightly as you can to the shaded banks. If you have water that's 3 feet to 5 feet deep along a shaded bank with a cobblestone bottom, you can take bass there all day long on those two surface bugs I just told you. So cover the water carefully with those surface bugs on the smallmouth rivers. We're very excited about this 17-year cicada. My fishing partner tells me his information says that we're supposed to be getting this anytime. The last time we had this, it was like feeding time at a zoo. Now, we've got two bugs we plan to use on that cicada hatch. The one we're calling a cicada popper. The other one is a foam cicada bug. And if we get the bugs as heavily as they say we're going to have them this year, this should be outstanding. If you have any questions on anything we've touched on here, just give me a call, Harry Murray at Murray's Fly Shop in Edinburgh, Virginia. That's at 540-984-4212. Thank you very much.